For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us. This we get rolling on a Wednesday edition of Sports Daily, brought to you in part by our friends from Roller Auctions. Don't forget to join us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, Buy and Build is having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpet, hardwood flooring, and much more. That's next Tuesday. The auction, though, open now at rollerauction.com, where you can get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Sean Drotar in, as he has been for the last few days. Eric will be back on the show tomorrow. Alex running the comm today as we get rolling on a midweek edition of the AM Drive. Well, we had an unfortunate reminder about hot goalkeepers and teams that are still playing with purpose, even teams that you think that you should be able to dispatch without too much effort and worry. But the Avs fall to Montreal last night, 2-1 at home. Oddly, Sean, are swept in the two-game series with the Habs. This has been kind of a Midland team all season, but they've played well against the Avs, or maybe the Avs haven't played that well against the Habs. Nathan MacKinnon does score the game's only goal, so his streaks remain intact, but the nine-game heater the Avs were on is now over. What do we take from this game as maybe even, if nothing else, just a gentle reminder of the delicate nature of winning and losing in the NHL?
Well, that's a great way to put it, Bruce, because you're exactly right. This is a team in Montreal that the Avalanche, especially at home, should have found a way to beat. And they get the goal early from Nathan MacKinnon, and then that's kind of it.
Yeah.
The power play continued to misfire all night. In fact, they were incredibly ineffective. Two shots on three power plays. That just can't happen. At the same time, you try not to panic about it too much because eventually all good things come to an end. You are, the nature of sports, even in the NHL, is that teams do not stay on a winning streak forever. You've won nine in a row. You're due to have a clunker, and that's basically what the Avs had. But they don't have as much room for it as you would like. The Stars, obviously, as expected, did what they did against a bad team and against the San Jose Sharks. They beat them 6-3. And they leapfrogged the Avs.
Yep.
Now, the Avs have a game in hand on the Stars, but the Avs at 97 points, the Stars at 99 points. The Stars with the 99, by the way, take over the top spot in the Western Conference, something that the Avs, by the benefit of their tiebreak against the Dallas Stars, would have had with a win over a team that at least last night was in last place in the Atlantic Conference. Now they're second to last, but that's no comfort for the Avalanche.
But still wiggle room. What do you have? 10 games remaining.
Nine for the Avs. And
so
eight
nine
for the
games.
Stars.
Yeah, right. So there you go. So there is.
Pardon me. 10 for the Avs and 9 for the Stars.
Yeah.
So it's early morning. My math is even more questionable than it usually is.
It's not early morning, my friend. It's any time. It is any time. I'm still trying to figure out if 1-1 actually equals 2. There's plenty of times when it doesn't. but there's still wiggle room. You just hate to see opportunities. And you're right. It's putting a lot on a team to say, hey, just go out and win your 10th. Just go out and make it 10 in a row. We sometimes forget that the other team is a group of professionals. They're still trying, at least on some level. Some teams, not all teams.
No, some are playing out the string.
Right, some are playing. The Memphis Montreal Grizzlies are playing out the string.
Yes.
The Montreal, you know, Canadiens are not playing out the string. That was evident from the way that they played last night. Let me. You said something about the power play. And this has been kind of a recurring criticism, concern, however you want to determine it, all year from some. I'll ask you about it. Do they worry about being a little too pretty?
Yes.
In the power. Yeah. Plain and simple.
They definitely, I think, and this is a problem with the Avalanche, and it's been a problem with the Avalanche during the almost the entirety of the Nathan MacKinnon run. That is not to place it on Nathan MacKinnon. Mm-hmm. It is to understand that the Avalanche do have some elite top end talent. And I think, especially when they're rolling, they have a tendency of looking for the perfect shot because they're one of the few teams that can often get it. And it does create some bad habits. And I think we saw that with the Avs last night. I also think we saw it with the Avs last minute scramble, in an effort to tie it. That sometimes the best shot is the one you have on your stick right now. Mm. And sometimes the best option for the shot is the guy who's got the puck on the stick right now. You don't always have to get it to MacKinnon or Rantanen or Makar. There are opportunities for everybody to go ahead and take shots. Casey Mittelstadt in that last minute passed up two pretty good shots. They were not amazing shots, but it's the last minute. You have to throw it on the net and hope you get a little bit lucky. You are exactly right in that observation, and it's been an issue with the Avalanche. It can be an issue with any team that is really stacked with talent, is they sort of believe, especially against bad teams, and they'll never admit to it, but that they can simply get a perfect shot. They can get a highlight reel shot. And the Avs at times, I think, get caught doing that. And last night, I think, as you very astutely observed,
was
one of those nights.
And Nathan MacKinnon even does it,
mm-hmm.
right?
And he
plays at such a high level.
Nobody's perfect.
Right. But nobody is perfect. And there are times when I have a butt in a seat watching a game there. And I watching a power play or a penalty kill in person is a lot different than watching it on TV because you have the whole perspective.
Right.
You see where guys are moving, where they're cutting, where they're setting up in front, like how it's supposed to be. And you see there are times, even for me, who is generally uninitiated, will say, take the damn shot.
Mm-hmm.
Take the shot. And If a dummy like me is saying it, I can only imagine those in the know that sometimes get frustrated with it because the payoff when it does work is breathtaking. It's magical. It's like, oh my God, how can you move the puck that quickly to get guys out of position for that split second and get one by in the top shelf or the lower, whatever the case may be. But it is interesting, and I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear you weigh in on that. Justin Annunen was more than good enough to win, right?
Yes. Yes. I mean, his goals against was two of mine.
As the guy has really,
incorrect.
He has. If this was a big question at some point in the season, and it was, is it one of the best answers right now? Because they gave him a 2-year deal.
Yesterday, right?
Yesterday. They obviously feel like they're going to go into the postseason with this guy. He's going to get reps in the postseason. You know, Georgie's not going to be able to play all 20, and you hope that that's what you get. What is it? No, 16.
16.
You got to get 16
wins.
Well,
yeah. I mean, they'll ride Georgiev. But the whole point of having Annunen now, and I think they've been very good. Jared Bednar's been very good since finding a guy he can trust, is to make sure that Georgiev's ready to go in every game in the postseason.
Yep.
I mean, you won't see Annunen in the postseason if everything goes right. You ride your top guy, and that's it. So getting the rest is important. And you did get the rest last night against a new, remember that on Thursday, you're going to get a New York Rangers team that now has the best record in the league, or at least the most points in the league, with 100 points, and the only team in the NHL to have clinched a playoff spot. That's going to be a much more difficult game, and so you're going to need Georgiev for that. The Avs, the missed opportunity here, even though it is hard to ask for 10 straight, is the Avs among the remaining games strength of schedule in their final 10 don't just have a tough schedule, they have the toughest schedule. The opposing winning percentage of 602 is tops in the entire NHL. They have the most difficult finishing stretch. You hate to let these 2 points go by the wayside. You'd love to have been able to walk into that tied for first instead of chasing for first, but it is what it is. They have to go ahead and take their lumps, and sometimes these losses, Anadin was good enough to win, absolutely.
No question.
Saved 92% of the shots.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can ask for much more. This was a failure by the Avalanche offense to score goals. And for the Avs, occasionally, like you brought up, that can get too fine. Sometimes taking your lumps a little bit, you know, when you're a little kid and your mom and dad say, don't touch the stove, it's hot. Don't touch the stove, it's hot. Don't touch the stove, it's hot. Is there anybody here that believed it before they actually touched the stove? Because I didn't.
It's kind of like, oh, mom, dad, you're right.
Right.
Thanks for that. Yeah.
And that's the Avs equivalent at times. Every once in a while, Jared Bednar has to remind them, guys, don't touch the stove. Invariably, they got to put their hands on it to realize that you have to play a grittier style of hockey. That pretty stuff, the finesse stuff, it doesn't work in the playoffs. You can do it every once in a while. But by and large, goals are scored within 3 feet of the goal mouth, and they're ugly. They're not these gorgeous highlight reel things.
So in a weird way, is it a teaching moment for a team this deep into the season?
Sure it is. And you've covered sports longer than I have. And coaches will tell you every single time they finally get to coach after losses. Against wins, it's hard to do. But after losses, they can coach. And after losses in which you know you should have won, they can really coach. And you saw Jared Bednar running that that hand through that lettuce on his hair, his head that he's got, and visibly frustrated after the game about the way the team played. And that's an opportunity that he can remind these guys, because when you're rolling, when you've won 9 in a row and coach says, hey, fellas, you know, you got to tighten it up, what's the human instinct? We're good. We're beating everybody. What's the problem, coach? And you lose to a bad team. You lose to a last place team. You're a first place team. Now you have no choice, but instead of mom and dad, okay, coach.
Yeah.
You were right.
You know, I was presumptuous working on these notes last night because I, like many others, had put this one in the left-hand column. I put it in the W. And so I was asking the question, and we've talked about it a little bit this week, in terms of both the Nuggets and the Avs, both teams should be remarkably difficult to beat in a 7-game series. But every now and then you get a little moment, and it was frustrating watching that game last night.
Yeah.
Because you kept waiting for that burst. I wasn't even waiting for the equalizer. I was waiting for that 5-minute stretch where they just open up a can and it's like, here's your dinner. You better like it. And it never really came. Never mind the equalizer. But they didn't get that burst that I'm used to seeing them get. But I'll still ask the question. In a 7-game series, have you seen enough of the Avs to make them an awfully tough out? And who would be tougher at this point? The Nuggets in a 7-game series or the Avs in a 7-game series to dispatch?
Oh, it's the Nuggets.
I think so, too.
I think it's the Nuggets for sure. The very nature of hockey, and we're talking about a sport in which 8 seeds have won the Stanley Cup, not just once. I mean, it's happened multiple times. And 8 seeds have never come within much closer than, Miami, sniffing an NBA title. So, the nature of the NHL means that it's invariably easier to take out any top team. Look at Boston last year with a record-setting regular season.
Good call.
In the first round.
Good call.
So if you're the Avs, you cannot take your skill or your ability for granted. And that's why last night's loss, as painful as it was, might actually be valuable down the long run.
All right.
Because you do have to remind them. But the Nuggets, if they're healthy, oof.
Yeah.
Put it this way. I'm not worried about anyone in the West if the Nuggets are healthy. I think you maybe look at Minnesota and go, they could give them some trouble.
They could.
And what does that mean? 6 games? maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
it was five last year, and it was a decent matchup.
Right. One of the better ones they had.
And we don't even know about Carl Anthony Towns and his ability to get back quickly. It is remarkable. All right. So anyway, Avs losers last night to the Montreal Canadiens, 2-1, and the New York Rangers coming in tomorrow night. What a week, by the way, for Ball Arena. I mean, it is about, we've had two or three of these during the season where you have the Avs one night, the Nuggets the next, but the fact that they're both in very similar situations, they're playing for the top seeds in their respective conferences, all of those things have kind of mirrored each other all season long. It's really a great week. We'll see how it goes because the Nuggets continue with the Phoenix Suns, who are coming off the oddest loss of the season against San Antonio, where I don't think
they didn't have Victor
Wembanyama didn't even play in the game.
No.
We'll get to that maybe coming up in hour number two. All right, we're off and rolling here on Morning Drive on a Wednesday. When we continue, Greg Penner on his expectations for the coming season. The owners' meetings are finishing up today in Orlando. He said something interesting to members of the media this week that I think deserves a little circling back. We'll continue here in just a moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Sean Drotar in for the third and final day, has elevated the show nicely for the early part of the week. We appreciate his willingness to help out. Eric will be back from assignment coming up tomorrow on the big show. Hey, don't forget our fine friends from High Country Performance. If you want your friends to look at your truck or 4x4 and say, wow, that's awesome, simple. Go to High Country Performance 4x4. They only sell and use top brands to do rebuilds, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication, and more. Go see their work in retail at the retail center in Englewood or HCP4x4.com. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool stuff since 1980. Time now for the buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Paramount Siding and Windows. Paramount Siding and Windows, it's quality in everything they do. Find them at ParamountSidingAndWindows.com.
Greg Penner, starting his third year now as managing owner of the Denver Broncos, talking at the owners' meetings, which are finishing up this week, or today actually, in Orlando, on his expectations for the coming season. It's caught my eye yesterday. The quote, or the question, why did the Broncos choose to take the bigger cap hit on Russell Wilson's dead money this year? The quote, we felt like we could take the bigger hit this first year, which is upwards of 55 million dollars and still be successful and competitive this coming season. Reaction to that?
They're not going to be competitive this coming season. I agree that it was the right choice to take the bigger part of the cap
hit. Me too.
Absolutely. You know, if it would have been possible to take it all in one season, that would have been the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not being competitive until you can turn this around and get out from under that money. You are in the AFC West with the Kansas City Chiefs, with a soon-to-be resurgent Chargers team mm-hmm. under Jim Harbaugh, who will certainly get things right with Justin Herbert. A Raiders team that the Broncos have yet to beat in the 2020s,
yep.
and were playing very hard under Antonio Pierce. And in an AFC in which the Broncos quarterback situation is one of the two worst at best.
Oh, at best. I think you can make a pretty solid argument it's the worst.
The worst.
Yeah.
So I broke this down, and if you watched Colorado Sports Night last night, the terrific show that Bruce is part of, you might have caught
a small part, by the way.
Well, I was a small part of it last night as well.
Well so, done, my friend.
And that's what I talked about last night. The Broncos have one of the least talented rosters, 1-53 in the league. They have salary cap issues. They have a all-time dead cap money hit. Nobody's ever carried more. And they don't have a quarterback. Otherwise, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
No question.
The Broncos are in atrocious shape, and they are not going to be competitive this year. It was right to take the big hit. I understand that. I understand it's human nature to be optimistic, especially about your things, right? What I would appreciate from ownership, and I would say this for ownership of the Rockies, I would say the same thing with the Montforts, is humility and public. And that's not humiliation, it's humility. Because one of the issues the Broncos have had in this long run without a playoffs, and that includes when Joe Ellis was administering the team, is as a fan, if you are watching your team continue to struggle over and over again and do what the Broncos have done, just keep throwing quarterbacks at the wall, you'd love to be able to have the ownership group say, okay, we realize where we screwed up. Now we know where we screwed up. Because obviously we screwed up because our team hasn't been as good as we thought it was going to be. We say it's going to be better every year. We say it's going to be competing for the playoffs every year. It hasn't been. We've recognized where we messed up. We're sorry we messed up. We figured it out. Here's the roadmap to how we get better. But you don't start saying right off the bat, oh yeah, we'll be competitive. You won't be.
But the only roadmap that they've got right now is Sean Payton being the head coach.
Right.
So here's my question then. You can make the argument, and I would be the first to do it, that the Walton Penner Group has done already a lot of great things, right? It's the kind of ownership group I think that you crave. They seem to be in it for the long haul. They have very deep pockets. They are willing to spend. They work hard in the community. They try very, I think, I don't know about desperately because they've continued to raise ticket prices, but to connect to fans, be aware of their concerns, be partners in moving this thing forward. But my question very simply is, now in his third year, Greg Penner, who I don't think that you would disagree with, this statement is obvious, is for at least compared to me, is a hell of a lot smarter than I'll ever be. And he has proven it as a businessman at the highest level. And I applaud him for that. But in terms of his football IQ, now moving into his third year, how strong is it? How willing is he to push back on issues related to football, which is not something that he's ever really kind of embraced? You know, George, Peyton and Peyton take care mm-hmm. of the football operations. We'll take care of the business operations. But you see signs of him working hard to try to gain knowledge about football operations. But I still don't feel like he's in a position of confidence to push back on football decisions against either George or Sean Payton.
Well, we don't know, right? I mean, the ownership situation there is somewhat opaque. We don't know how much clout that in the back rooms and minority owners like Condoleezza Rice have. We don't know that. You know, Melody Hobson's been every bit as successful at no the question. Top ends of business, right. Perhaps even more so than Greg Penner. And we don't know how much pull she has. We don't know how involved she is. We don't really understand necessarily the role that Kerry Walton Penner has in day-to-day operations. It is somewhat opaque. You just have Broncos ownership saying, we've got it. We'll be competitive. The proof is in the pudding. Mm-hmm. And right. You will find out whether the team wins or loses games. But in 3 years, they have not made the playoffs. In 3 years, I would argue, I'm not sure they've made any significant strides towards making the playoffs. This year, the Broncos appear to be starting a complete tear down and rebuild. And that's okay. Mm-hmm. They're probably due for it. But that's where I would like ownership to say what they're doing. One of the best ways to build faith and truth with your fans is to be truthful and honest with them. Just be open with them. When the Houston Astros years ago, maybe not about the trash can part, but that wasn't the ownership. But when the Houston Astros years ago said to their fan base, here's the plan.
We're going to suck.
We're going to be terrible. Yeah. We're going to pick top in the draft. We're going to be terrible for a few years. We know it. We're letting you know what the plan is because we're going to get out front of this and you're going to go, wow, the Houston Astros are terrible. And we're going to say, we know that's the plan. What's happened since? The Broncos, if the plan is to tear it down and rebuild, which it sure looks like it is, what I'd love Greg Penner to do is say, you know what? We made some mistakes and we have to rebuild this thing. And that's what we're going to do. And that means we're going to have some hard years before we have some winning years. Tell people the truth. Let them know what the plan is. But it's the nature of business, especially big business, and the Denver Broncos are very big business,
mm-hmm.
to be opaque. And yeah. say, trust us, we've got it, instead of level with you. The difference is people aren't necessarily walking around with Walmart shirts top to bottom around the town. They do walk around with Broncos ones because they are invested with their heart and soul in the Broncos. And in my opinion, they deserve the truth. They deserve the plan laid out from under them. And that means you need to be honest about where you have made mistakes and how you have finally closed that barn door.
Why is it such a high wall to jump when you use terms like retool, which both Sean and George Payton have used this week at owners' meetings, but you can't quite get to rebuild? Why is it such a remarkable bugaboo that you can't just say, hey, look, because I think...
Because you're selling tickets.
Well, you're selling tickets, but you're already... you're sold. You've got 58,000 people on your waiting list. That's all going to take care of itself. If you're all in for a penny and a pound together, and we're going to do this thing together, what is the harm of saying, you know what? We think we can get, here's what we're doing. Here's the path. Here are the boxes that we need to check as we go down this path. I will say this about Broncos fans, and fans in general can sometimes be on the edge, but this isn't a totally stupid fan base. They get it. Now, they're in an uncomfortable position right now. They're obviously, they want things to be taken care of faster than they're going to be taken care of. But if you just level with people, chances are they're going to be in it with you one way or the other. And if they're not, then they're probably not the types of fans that you really wanted anyway. But what is the reticence? You can go to retool. Retool sounds... How much more appeasing or good does retool really sound than rebuild?
Every team retools, right? Every team year. Retools. The Chiefs will be retooling, yes. because that's what you do every year in a salary cap league.
Yes.
The NFL has a third of its rosters turnover every year. Every team retools. It means nothing. It's a word that no longer carries any value in the NFL. Every team retools. The champs retool.
The Broncos won 8 games last year. And their over-under this season is at 5.5.
And whether they do what Matt Miller of ESPN suggested and buckle up Broncos fans.
Right. Which is...
Go get J.J. McCarthy at a tremendous expense. Or maybe Bo Nix falls to them. It's not going to change that.
No.
The Broncos are going to be challenged to win 6 games. Obviously, 6-11 isn't going to make the playoffs in the AFC.
Neither
so
one.
How competitive are you really?
Neither one of those guys, whether it be J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, or whomever, they right. end up.
Michael Penix Jr., Michael Pratt.
Whoever it ends.
Spencer Rattler.
They were at Michael Pratt's
Alex
pro day
Becker.
Yesterday.
Yeah, none of those guys are leading them
Alex
to the playoffs.
He's got time, man, and I'm telling you, that three-step drop and that quick out to the sideline. That's
outside
impressive.
The numbers.
You're good, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the money's made, though. That's where the money's made. Those out routes.
That's right. You got to be able to make those throws, buddy. You got to be able to make those throws. All right. When we continue, the Rockies open tomorrow.
You believe it?
The Rockies open tomorrow. For a lot of people, this is kind of akin to a surprise attack. That is, we continue here on a Wednesday edition of AM Drive.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This magic moment, so different and so new, was like any other. Until
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Very nice. Alex is a mood master. He creates tempo, pace, and he takes us down in a moment. I don't know if this is going to be a magical moment, because as we get going here...
Well, it's not going to be with an attitude like that.
Well, it's not. Thank you very much. thank you for stopping me at the pass. Wait a minute. Let me reboot. It's time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silter Har Mazda. Get to Silter Har in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silter Har Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
The Rockies are opening tomorrow. I am a baseball guy, true and true. It's probably my number one game. I love them all. Give me anything where there's a scoreboard involved, and I'm pretty good with it. Baseball, I have a particular affinity for. But even for me, the beginning of this baseball season has crept up on me. And I feel like the Rockies are opening in as much anonymity as you can possibly foster tomorrow night when Kyle Freeland gets the ball at Chase Park in Phoenix. You
said it before we went to the break. It maybe came as a surprise. Yeah, I mean, you know, the Rockies season starts tomorrow. That sounds like a threat. One, you can only watch them, as far as I know, if you pay for a MLB TV package.
This is the question. Where are we watching the Rockies? We are now 36 hours
exactly.
Right? Away from their
hours
opening
and 20 minutes.
Pitch. And if we are not going to pony up the $100 for the Rockies only, or the $180 for the MLB package, which I would be inclined to do.
If you're going to get the Rockies, why not get some good baseball while
exactly,
you're spending it,
right? Exactly. Well, I'm a Red Sox fan, so I'll watch the Red Sox and the Rockies. Okay, that's fine. Maybe I end up doing that. It's going to be a game time decision. I haven't made up my mind on it yet. But as far as I know, Sean, there is nothing in the works for free baseball.
Free-ish. I mean, cable.
Free-ish.
Even, right.
Yeah, free-ish baseball. I guess that just finding it on cable
included
is kind of
baseball.
Like,
yeah.
What is going on here?
Well, obviously the bankruptcy for a lot of the team's partners, and I think the Rockies are one of six teams that have had this issue, but uh-huh. the Rockies are the only one that if you go to MLB.com and go to their TV page, where the home of streaming baseball, where you get MLB TV All Teams, Rockies.tv, or MLB All Teams plus Rockies TV. Mm-hmm. So the Rockies get to be the test subject for a new future of sports, which we know has been coming for a long time.
Great to be a guinea pig.
Yeah, it's not great to be a guinea pig, though, when you're coming off 100 losses and you're probably going to be even worse. The Rockies, I'm sure, will point to their 17-12 record in the Cactus League, which was second only to the Dodgers. But one, those are practice games.
Yeah.
Two, out of the seven teams atop the Cactus League, only one of them had a negative run differential.
Yeah, and it would be
not the Dodgers.
Colorado Rockies.
Not the Dodgers.
Yep.
The Rockies are going to be awful. And once again, the sad part of the Rockies, the tragedy of the Rockies, that the Rockies as it stands right now will be 16th in spending in baseball. Payroll of about $167.3 million.
Which is,
they get the least bang for the buck of any team in baseball. And
true
they do
that.
Because this is an organization that for now a full generation, and I suppose I will say generations, because eventually the next generations of Monforts will take over. There's multiples already in the chain of command of the Monforts the Younger, who will be in charge eventually. And this team, when a season goes bad, they look within and they navel gaze and they say, well, who could solve this problem? Well, certainly the people that got us into it, another one of those will definitely be the ones that solve it. They go back to the Bill Schmitz. They go back to everyone who's helped build these issues. They've done that internally for years until they look outside this organization, until they actually realize that just selling sunshine, which is a good business to be in Colorado.
It's a good business model, and that's the problem for the Rockies, isn't it? They're too concerned about the business model, which pays dividends or has to this point.
Because what they do well is Coors Field.
But they don't have a competitive
right?
model.
I mean, that's what they do well is Coors Field. The Coors Field experience. Coors Field is, and this is not a joke, it sounds insane, the third oldest park in the National League behind only Wrigley Field and Dodger Stadium. And it is as good an experience as any of the parks in the league.
It
is as fresh as any in the league. They do a terrific job with that. I've argued for a while, maybe what the Monforts are really good at, when you look at McGregor Square, is real estate.
Yeah.
Oh, but as pretty good real estate
no
people,
denying that.
Maybe they should be looking at hiring some baseball people.
Yeah, it's been hard for them to
and
reach
ones that,
that recognition.
Yes, because after a certain point when you're owners, you start to feel like, well, I know what I'm doing, right? It's the Jerry Jones situation.
Mm.
I know what I'm doing. I'm the answer to the problem. It's very hard for people to look in those mirrors and go, but I'm also the one that created these problems.
Do you think that if people vote with their checkbooks and bypass the pay-per-view option,
when they're not on television,
right,
and they're buried by May 1st in the National League,
this could change. This might even change the business model.
The Rockies are at risk of being a forgotten club this year.
I worry
about
it.
Across all of baseball and even locally. Baseball fans, you, me, Alex, a lot of the people listening here, I will still really enjoy baseball, even though it's terrible baseball. It's still baseball. I was born and raised in Colorado. I played baseball growing up. My favorite sport. As a kid, I was hoping one day that, you know, the major leagues might come to Colorado.
Sure.
So, am I going to just completely forget about the Rockies? No. Even if it wasn't my job? No. Because I've wanted this forever. But you know what? Most people haven't grown up that way or felt that way.
Nope.
And they look at it and they have sports cost two things, money and time. You have the Avalanche and Nuggets playing right now. If I was spending my money and time things, you know which one I'm spending them on? And by the way, they're making deep runs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're going to play into June. Well, they're going to play into late May. Right?
There is a reason the Rockies television commercials, if you've seen them, on the bottom have a handful of things. It's been across the board. They say opening day, fireworks, fan appreciation, three big days.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? At logos they have? Not only the Rockies, but the teams that come in, they know they can sell.
Of course.
The Cubs. The Dodgers. You have Dodgers logos on Rockies advertisements on television.
Think about that.
On television. That's what this team has been reduced to, is basically reminding people, hey, other better teams are coming in that you might cheer for. Come look at that. And that is rough.
I would love to see how their local advertising.
By the way, your Boston Red Sox are featured in their advertisements as well.
Right. Well,
the Colorado Rockies have to sell the Boston Red Sox to sell the Colorado Rockies.
And
I say this with fondness in my heart, pathetic.
It is. Every time I go to a Rockies game when I'm not working the game, I wear a Rockies lid. I wear my shirt, my wife does, my daughter does, and we support. But not when the Red Sox come in. Sorry. That's deeply rooted within me. That doesn't change. I'll be the same now as I was 30 years ago and as I will be hopefully 10 or 15 years should I still be on this earth. That's not going to change. I would love to know, and maybe I'll do some digging on this, but I would love to know how their local advertising is going for the Rockies this year. If we could get some truth serum, what kind of sell are the Rockies this year when you've got the Nuggets and the Avs going the way that they're going? I just don't know what the draw would be. Anyway.
The pitch now, you know, all the Rockies have been trying to point out is Ezekiel Tovar's extension, which is great for Ezekiel Tovar. Tovar's a very promising player. He's an outstanding defenseman. I'm not sure that he's ever going to consistently hit because his ball strike recognition it's not just bad, it's
terrible. He's got to mature quickly.
Now, maybe that will happen. But again, when you're starting to bring guys to the top because you have to find a way to get your talent there, it's rough. And this team is in bad, bad shape. I mean, when you look at the depth chart for this team right now, you can at least understand why they hired Chris Bryant.
Yep. Well,
he might be the only guy that the average fan has heard of.
Yes. There's
Ryan McMahon has power, but the strikeouts continue to creep up.
Wait a minute. Elias Diaz isn't doing it for
you?
Your
all-star MVP?
MVP? Come on.
Is he part of your future at 33 years
old?
No,
he
probably not. How about Jacob Stallings behind him? Oh, wait, he's even older.
He is older.
How are you feeling about Jalen Beeks and Nick Mears coming out of the bullpen? Jalen Beeks, with all due respect, might be sitting next to you right now at your office, and you don't know it. Might be sitting in between Jalen Beeks and Nick Mears and Anthony Molina and Victor Vodnik.
And the interesting thing...
might be in that conference that you wish you were skipping.
And the saddest thing, and maybe we'll chat about this a little bit more coming up in hour number two, is that a lot of people look at their relief corps as maybe the best room that they have. Now,
oh my.
I seriously. There are people that will say, I think that their relief corps, that they're set more in their relief corps than they've been in a while. Oh, that hurts. What do we have coming up on the final word?
Newly acquired Rockies outfielder Jake Cave had some less than flattering comments about the organization.
Yes, he did.
And is this the most competitive NBA's Western Conference has ever been? That's coming up next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Oh, I see what you're doing, Alex.
You're just making us sad. Come on, Alex. And we know Alex, of course, baseball guy through
and through. He is a baseball guy.
This is a hard morning for us. Opening day is tomorrow. It's hard. It's hard for baseball fans.
This should be an exciting time.
Should be.
All right.
It's not.
Give me a general date that the Rockies are out of this. Are they still in it? Are the Rockies still in this thing in the middle of May?
Mathematically? Because it takes a while to get eliminated mathematically.
Just real.
Because the Rockies could always say, we could have a rock.
Realistically.
A Rocktober, a Rocktember, a rock.
Will the die be cast? Will the die be cast in the middle of May?
Oh, yes. They have no shot. May 1st, they're done.
I'll say by Memorial Day, they are,
finished.
Done for.
And you know what? That's a bad sign when people are still watching the Nuggets and Habs. Remember how for a while, the only request from fans with the Rockies is keep us occupied until football season starts?
Mm-hmm.
The Rockies can't keep you interested until Rockies season starts this year. As you pointed out, you tell the average fan opening day is tomorrow for the Rockies, and they're like, it is?
My wife is more excited about the opening of a vegan-only concession area than she is actually going to see the Rockies. Because my wife's a vegan. And she loves baseball. But she's actually more excited about one of the new initiatives for the Rockies.
Well, it will probably
Rockies.
Deliver every time.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a lot of the fan base, too.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what is actually going to get a hit when I go there?
Yeah.
And if it's the vegan
concession
stand.
Give me the salad bar. All right. Let's get
Give me one of those tofurkey burgers.
Well, I might try that.
What's underrated, actually.
Give us the final word. Here we go.
The final word. Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Alrighty, guys, just in case you missed it, staying with the Rockies here. A couple days ago, they acquired outfielder Jake Cave from the Phillies for cash considerations, and Cave was asked about being traded from Philly to Colorado at the end of spring training, and here's what he said.
It's definitely a surprise, especially when you get down this late in camp. You don't really know what's going to happen, but you never think that, a day left in camp, they're going to, trade you. But it is what it is. First reaction is kind of like, it's weird, going to a new team that you don't know or anything like that. But now that I'm here, I feel comfortable. I'm ready to go. Any team that's willing to give me a jersey to play baseball, I'm ready to go. So it's what it is.
What do you think about that ringing endorsement from Jake Cave?
Two, by the way, is what it is. And any team who will give me a uniform. Oh, my God.
That's my favorite.
That is just
favorite.
About as good as you can get right there, or bad as you can get. Any team who will give you a uniform. By the way, he did have two hits yesterday in the 6-1 win against the Brewers. That's Jake Cave moving forward.
Might be your starting right fielder in short order.
It's not out of the realm.
No, because if Charlie Blackman's DHing,
sure.
You know, that's where it goes. I think the Outcast put it on top because going back to, I double-checked, 2003 when Hey Ya was released, they went 74 and 88 under Clint Hurdle, which was, at least they finished fourth that year.
I don't know how they're finishing fourth this year.
I don't know how.
I mean, the Padres aren't going to just be, like if the Chargers charger, Padres Padre.
You can only Padre so much.
So much. At some point, their talent is going to take
over. It seems like it.
Right? At some point.
And at some point, Jake Cave is starting for the Rockies.
Oh.
And even Jake Cave, who, by the way, all due respect, Jake Cave, not exactly an all-star.
He hit .212 last year.
Yeah, and even he's like, I mean, okay, well, the Rockies it is.
All right, there you go. The final word. Courtesy of our friends from Mountain High Appliance.
212 in Coors Field, by the way, is a good 230.
Well, you hope so, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's enough to make you a starter.
On the Rockies?
Sure.
Yeah.
Right?
Because the other guys in front of you either aren't any good or hurt. By the way, Dakota Hudson in his last spring training start coughed up 3 home runs.
Oh,
is that bad?
I knew you. I knew it. I knew I wouldn't.
Is it harder to hit home runs in spring training than
it is
at the home run happiest park in?
Well, he's about to come home and find out.
Yeah, we'll see. Maybe Ryan Feltner, Austin Gomber, again, the prize crown jewel of the Nolan Arenado trade, will work out. The third straight opening day start for Kyle Freeland, though.
You just keep driving it further.
It's not my fault. This is who's on the roster. All I can do is tell you what's happening.
All right, we'll get to the
Justin Lawrence has a great slider. How's that?
Well, that
wipeout slider
and Justin
that thing
Lawrence
is nasty.
Part of your nasty relief corps.
Well, the
for the Colorado Rockies.
The sweeper.
Absolutely, the sweeper.
That Frisbee,
is coming
Steve
your
Reed
way.
Frisbee slider. Here it comes.
Oh, my God. All right.
That's a good slider.
We'll check in on the Avs and the Nuggets, who have an interesting game tonight against a Suns team who is coming off an interesting result as we continue here on The Morning Drive.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.